Among its many provisions, the order tells VA to boost the capacity of its Veterans Crisis Hotline by 50% and to make sure that a veteran who's in emotional distress gets seen by a mental health professional within 24 hours. Mr. Obama signed the order just before he spoke to troops at Fort Bliss, Texas.
We're launching a new awareness campaign starting tomorrow, and I'm directing a new task force to find out what works best, so we're doing everything we can to help those in need and save lives. And I know that you join me in saying to everyone who's ever worn the uniform, if you're hurting, it's not a sign of weakness to seek help. It's a sign of strength. We are here to help you stay strong, Army strong. That's a commitment I'm making to you.
The White House announcement comes in the wake of a disturbing trend of suicides among service members, both on active duty and in the reserve component. The Army alone saw a spike of 38 suicides in July, double the month before. Lieutenant General Jeff Talley, the chief of the Army Reserve, tells Federal News Radio it's one of the few things that keeps him awake at night.
We are now having more deaths due to suicide than combat losses, both in the active Army and in the Army Reserve. The challenge we've got there is, how do you stop or defeat that enemy called suicide? And I will just tell you, not only myself, but all the leaders of the Army are working every day to try to find a way to defeat that enemy. There's no simple solution. There's no silver bullet.
While there's no silver bullet, everyone agrees there's a shortage of mental health professionals who are trained and ready to quickly respond to mental health issues when they arise among service members and veterans. Brian Burchess is a rehabilitation policy expert at the American Legion.
Staffing is one of the major issues that the VA has as far as meeting the needs of mental health. At one point, the VA claimed that 95% of the people that needed to be screened for mental health or treated within 14 days were actually being treated. But in reality, it was about 64% were being treated within a 14-day window, and 36% exceeded that. And there's different issues on how that could happen. And there was a survey that Senator Murray put out in reference to trying to get the VA to figure out what the issue is. And inside that, about 26% of them said that it's a conflict between CMP examinations and the ability to treat for mental health instead of CMP.
The executive order tries to solve those staffing issues by telling VA to team up with the Department of Health and Human Services. VA has already set a goal of hiring another 1,600 mental health clinicians, but it's had trouble finding qualified applicants. So the order tells HHS and VA to set up at least 15 pilot sites where veterans will be able to access mental health services through community health centers, mental health clinics, and substance abuse treatment facilities that HHS already has grant relationships with. But those private sector providers might not have the expertise that veteran care requires in the military-specific area of combat PTSD and other cultural issues.
There needs to be some understanding of military culture and specific items that personnel that are affected with PTSD due to their service, that it doesn't transfer over to the public sector. However, I think that they may be able to offer a lot when it comes to things like substance abuse and studies associated with that and leading the pilot programs for that.
To offer more veteran-specific mental health services, the order also tells VA to hire 800 peer-to-peer counselors, veterans who will counsel other veterans. The White House also wants more interagency cooperation between VA, DOD, HHS, and the Department of Education to research ways to diagnose traumatic brain injury and PTSD sooner and develop more effective treatments. The executive order's provisions largely mirror proposals that are slowly making their way through Congress. Burchess says a presidential directive will make them take effect more quickly. On the other hand, though, executive orders can't provide extra funding to pay for all the extra resources the White House wants.
It's understood that, you know, there are a lot of focuses and a lot of competing interests for resources. And if Congress doesn't fully fund the VA or the DOD in reference to these initiatives, yeah, the possibility that it might never happen. But at the same time, understanding, you know, the president's directive in his executive order, they're going to try and do everything in their power to make this happen.
There's no immediate prospect for extra VA funding next year. Congress is expected to pass a continuing resolution that will simply extend this year's funding levels for all government agencies into 2013. On the bright side, though, the Office of Management and Budget says the automatic budget cuts that could happen at the end of the year under sequestration won't directly apply to veterans' benefits. But Mr. Obama told soldiers at Fort Bliss that Congress needs to act to make sure sequestration doesn't cut funding for the rest of the government's programs, including the military.
There's no reason those cuts should happen. because folks in Congress ought to come together and agree on a responsible plan that reduces the deficit and keeps our military strong. That's what needs to happen. That's what you and your families deserve, and that's how we're going to keep America safe and strong and grow our economy all at the same time. That's a pledge that we need to make to you.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.